The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I don't know why I always thought treason was aid and comfort to the enemy in a time of war. I thought that was the constitutional definition of treason. Morning, everyone, on a Thursday morning, the 16th of September, 2021. Have everyone here on a Thursday. Goes like this. 93 will be the high, hot and dry. Tomorrow, Friday, a bit colder, 82. And Saturday, hotter again and 90 degrees. Tom has the news. It's a busy day. Good morning, sir.
Thank you very much, Peter. Good morning. Colorado epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy says the seven-day average of new COVID-19 cases is starting to dip after a previous increase. It's not clear if the dip indicates a plateau or just a blip before cases rise again. One-third of the increasing outbreaks are in schools. In a related development, Moderna released new data on breakthrough cases showing they're happening less often in people recently vaccinated. That suggests immunity drops off over time. An FDA committee meets tomorrow to decide if there's enough evidence for a third shot. This news is sponsored by Wendy's Breakfast. Rise, shine, and dine for just $1.99. Head to Wendy's for a sausage or bacon, egg, and Swiss croissant for just $1.99 during breakfast hours. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Multiple reports are suggesting federal prosecutor John Durham might be ready to take the origins of the Russian investigation and the Trump election to a grand jury. A cybersecurity attorney allegedly made a false statement to the FBI. The statute of limitations on the attorney's conversation expires this weekend. A new third redistricting map has been released by Colorado's Redistricting Commission, seeming to lead to more consensus than the less popular second map. The new map creates an eighth district just north of Denver that would include college towns Boulder and Fort Collins. A year-long investigation validates patterns of racial-based policing and use of excessive force by Aurora police officers. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser released the report, finding racial bias, routinely using excessive and unnecessary force, failing to de-escalate situations, and not properly documenting information. Aurora now has 60 days to agree to a consent decree to change policies and practices. The Denver Public Schools Board of Education will consider censuring Board Director Tay Anderson tomorrow after the release of an independent investigation into allegations of sexual assault. The most serious accusations against Anderson were not substantiated, but the report does reveal behavior that the board believes is unbecoming.
Yeah. He's approaching.
Yeah.
He's threatening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no, sure. I mean,
online threatening.
Has really been Stefan's story. I mean, Stefan has really done the hard work on this, but I've kind of watched it from the sidelines. And mm-hmm. I didn't read the report. I read, the availabilities on the report.
Yeah.
And he's threatening people.
Online. Yeah.
And he apparently is approaching, young people.
A 16-year-old DPS student.
That's right.
Student.
Yeah, so
flirtatious.
Now, does he survive? Any bets? He survives.
They're
afraid
in
of
this
him.
City?
They're afraid of
he
him.
He survives.
Sure, he's afraid.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not afraid.
Yeah.
They're
no,
afraid.
Of course not.
Because what will be the scream and the cry? Racist.
Racism.
Racist.
Yeah. That's
no,
right.
Tay Anderson will survive.
Yeah.
Put an Anglo man in Tay Anderson's shoes.
He's gone.
He's history.
Yeah.
Man. Lessons learned.
You bet. Four civilians are now orbiting Earth on an historic flight that paves the way for the future of space tourism. SpaceX lifted off overnight. In addition to the historic meaning of the trip, it also is raising money for St. Jude Children's Hospital. European stock markets opened higher today, while Asian stocks closed lower after early gains. On Wall Street, S&P futures are down 0.1%. Dow futures are down 0.1%, and NASDAQ futures are down 0.2% in advance of this morning's opening. And, Pete, that's real news.
Thursday, everyone, September 16th, 2021. Sunny, hot and dry, 93, 82 tomorrow. And Saturday it's going to be hot again at 92 degrees. FYI, we shoot episode three of The Shoot today. And so you can still get the Tom Tancredo ones and Dick Wadhams ones. But we shoot episode three, MC1 Honor Run, September the 26th, Columbine High School at 8 o'clock. We'll talk more about that. The Tay Anderson predictable story, the investigation, as they say, finds some very interesting things about the behavior of, again, of Director Anderson.
Dr. Biden,
Dr. Jill Biden.
Right.
You can't say Jill Biden.
No. And
Doctor.
this is
Director
Tay Anderson.
Cecil B. DeMille.
Yes.
Right. Hey, Cecil B. DeMille and Tay Anderson, one and the same. But I read what's available, and maybe we can get Steph to do a drop. Jimmy Sangerberger is coming on the show this morning. And he'll walk. And it's, you know, it proves once again the fear factor of political correctness and witch hunting and everything we see running around us that should frighten the hell out of everybody. But anybody else would be gone. He won't be.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, undercurrent is that he will run for, his next step will be city council.
Mm.
And chances are real good he could win there too. So,
right.
There you go.
That's true.
It is an amazing morning, 303-696-1971. But doing a let's read, and my spider sense of the future of this country, particularly in cancel culture, is less than horrible. There's an Action Civics platform. Not that anyone would know about kid-inship, like citizenship, but kids-inship.
Oh.
And they're urging tweens and teens to enter into a contest for all the money, what's behind the curtain, and the car that Billy's pointing to, sing your own national anthem.
Hmm.
In which young people are asked to write and perform their own national anthem that represents their values and their vision for our community and country. Listen up, music. This is what they're saying. Listen up, music lovers. We're launching the Sing Your Own Anthem contest for kids ages 8 to 18 to write. Perform their own national anthem. And the co-host is the YMCA. Which doesn't shock me either.
Mm-hmm.
That what? That's right. That's come through the YMCA. But anyhow, it's called For Art, Enterprise, and Public Policy at, this makes sense as well, Vanderbilt University.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you walk into the cancel culture of higher education, the program kicked off June the 9th. I didn't know about this, but will continue through October the 12th. Children between the ages of 8 and 18 will be eligible to participate. Remember when Hillary walked out beaten that night and they start talking about the Rising, which is a steal from the Irish. The Irish call it the Rising. But when she said, and she's, you know, hungover like 3 days on a bad road, and she stands out there and she's, but we're going to rise. Remember that, you know, and then she started claiming that the election had been stolen from her as well. And so these children, it's called Youth Rising. These are so transparent, these mottos and slogans. I mean, you can see right through them.
Yeah.
Kidinship, K-I-D-I-Z-E-N-S-H-I-P. How would you pronounce that?
Kidmanship.
Kidsmanship.
Yeah. Do they have any lyrics that have been written?
Well, they will convene, they say, these conversations and publish powerful content by young people about building brighter futures and being inclusive.
Of course.
And just and sustainable.
You got an 8-year-old saying, I want inclusiveness and sustainability.
That's right. I mean, so much for the rocket's red glare and the waving in air. How about the land of the free and the home of the brave? That's out.
Oh, no.
It's
got
to be gone. I was thinking about this last night. I started reading this last night. The descriptions in the civics contest, Little and co-author Emily Lordy. Now, Little... here's this, Amanda Little, the platform. Everything now is a platform.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When did that start?
Yeah.
platform founder and director and journalism professor at Vanderbilt University. Mm-hmm. She's written for Rolling Stone, Wired, and the New York Times, and her bio states she has appeared on media outlets including NPR's Fresh Air with Terry Gross, MSNBC's Morning Joe, and CNN. Of course she has, right? And the description of the civics contest, Little and co-author Emily Lordi, or Lordi, L-O-R-D-I, first draw children's attention to President Joe Biden, Joe Biden's inauguration. And they query, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of the national anthem? Do you see a crowd standing at a presidential inauguration and Lady Gaga hitting the high notes on the White House balcony? Actually, I don't.
I know for me, one thing that I do know is the... that children always write the best songs. That's one thing they're known for, is how well they put together a song. In fact, you know, I actually found a children's song. I'm not sure. It's really not necessary for our, you know, country national anthem. However, it may be appropriate for the Tay Anderson anthem. So this is what I think every time before a meeting or anything else, or when Tay's going to be doing something, they need to now play his new anthem. And this is it. Okay. It's coming in a sec. Hang on.
All right, here it comes.
It's got a message. There's morals here. Yeah. This is what I have to do every time before the.
Don't touch me there.
Yeah. It's a good reminder. You know, it's nice. It's catchy. It's, you know, and again, it's got a moral. So I think that would be helpful. I think we should do that before every DPS meeting now.
Can you?
That should be played.
Can you show on the teddy bear where Michael touched you?
Exactly. That's what you need to say. Yes.
Can you show the people over there sitting in that box together?
Yeah.
Can you point where this Michael Jackson trials?
Exactly.
Where Michael touched you on the bear.
On the teddy bear.
Right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the sing your anthem. So these people say, do you think of rockets' red glare and the flags waving or the land of the free and the home of the brave? In fact, I want to. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not so sure anymore, but I certainly want to think that. And so,
and we certainly have the national anthem to teach that.
Because Francis Scott Key wrote it.
Right.
So
yeah.
I'm telling you, this guy's got a dot on his forehead.
That validates everything.
America has many unofficial anthems. This is from Little and Lordi, or Lordi. No, we don't. I mean, do we?
Never did.
I mean,
till now.
Yeah. I mean, there's cool tunes. Mm-hmm. Stars and Stripes Forever. Yeah. Bah, 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 bah. That's cool. You know, America the Beautiful. God Bless the USA. Mm-hmm. So here's my musical question. Why are they doing this? And I already have my answer. Why do you think they're going to little kids and saying, they're telling you, first of all, this anthem that we have now isn't any good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm serious as a heart attack because my predictions come true. The angle on this eventually is to replace the Constitution.
Sure.
People know that.
Yeah, and that's emblematic of that.
No, sure. If you can get this, give me the next thing. What's the next thing I want? Or I want that. What do you want after that?
Right.
You know, Peter, I just want Robert E. Lee's statue. Oh, okay. Let's get Kate Smith.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kate Smith.
How logical is that?
Remember when they got Kate Smith?
I do.
They say Kate.
Kate Smith.
I want Stonewall. So want Stonewall Jackson.
That came out of the blue.
Now, how do you want next? Stephen Foster.
Uh-huh.
So, it's... Here's, I don't know. I want you to tell me, and this is open lines. We can talk about all kinds of stuff. But I, you know, you tell me why. I mean, I have my own answer, and I suspect you and I would probably agree on what the reason for this is. And the reason for this is the further disintegration. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you take the traditional, you know, the pillars that hold up the house.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you put the termites loose in the basement, and that's really what this is.
Yeah.
Kidsenship, that's it, K-I-D-I-Z-E-N.
Kidsenship.
Kidsenship. So I guess my grandson has a kidsenship. His football practice starts, so he's telling me stuff. But urging children to write their own national anthem. 303-696-1971.
Kidsenship?
Yes. I guess KIDIZENSHIP.
I think that's what I used to hear my dad yell when my friends and I run around the house. No. He's like yelling at my mom going, hey, get these kids and ship up here off the floor. It's ridiculous. Ooh. What are they doing in here?
Stuff my father. My brother has this contention that my father would be in prison. He was. You know, the stuff. That, hey, the only man's great line. I brought you in.
Yeah, I'd take you out.
I'd take you out. Yeah. We have serious things to talk about as well.
Boo.
I know.
Boo. That's not fun.
You're getting booed at.
Of course.
And so we have serious people for a serious radio station. Mm. But I like this one. Tell me why. What's the purpose? And Mike Rosen years ago came up with this term called educrats, which I think was a really hold-up term. It does good. And then I guess for the bank shot is Tay Anderson is involved in education in Denver Public Schools. Can you smell what the Rock is cooking? Mm-hmm. Do you see this? It's a triple bank shot. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you get this bumper, that bumper, and that bumper. Tay Anderson.
It's not just a job. It's also his dating service.
That's right. It's not just a job. Yeah. It's an adventure.
It is. Yes.
Sorry, it's a dating service.
Yeah, it is. It's a dating service.
Good,
not
Billy.
Just a job. It's a dating service.
God, I wish I'd had that one. That was a good one. It's not just a job.
It's a dating service. So sign on now.
Imagine asking, but here, put on your, remember thinking hats? Didn't we talk about that the other day? We did.
Teachers would say that all the time.
Was it caps or hats?
Hats, I believe.
Okay, put on your thinking.
Well, might be caps.
Caps. Put on your thinking cap.
Yeah, cap.
I don't have one.
Yeah. Put on your thinking cap.
Put on your thinking cap.
It? Yeah.
And... Now, because you just went to your high school reunion.
Yes. So
they were thinking cap kids.
Yeah, they were thinking cap kids.
Yeah, yeah. So
who are pushing 80 now. Gee.
One of my all-time favorite songs is Jerry Jeff Walker does a song called Desperado's Waiting for a Train. Mm. Have you ever heard it?
Yeah.
Ah. Mm-hmm. That's the song. Anyhow, why, he queried, the talk show host queried, are they doing this? And they send out this little thing. Remember to sing your anthem for us this summer. Kids 8 to 18. And singers who will you, it says, sing your anthem for? My country or my countries? This is this pluralization.
Mm-hmm.
I can be loyal to two countries,
mm-hmm.
Salvador and or Mexico, or mm-hmm. Ireland, or any of them. My country or countries, my communities, now.
So there's one world right there. Yeah, there's
this is the good one. My vision for the future
mm-hmm.
and all of the above. So following a brief description of Francis Scott Key's The Star-Spangled Banner came to become America's anthem, and... You got to run down Francis Scott Key for a while, you know, and they say it's violent. The rockets, red glare, bombs mm-hmm. bursting in air. We can't do that. That's just not peaceful. And I'm going like,
right.
It's a poem, dude.
Uh-huh.
It was a poem. Uh-huh. You know, he writes it as a poem.
Yeah.
And
he was describing the events.
He's watching it.
Right.
He's watching it.
That's
right. Sure.
Of an invasion.
Well, he's watching a battle.
Yeah, a battle.
And we have to also, the song has to be embraced as the anthem by the LGBTQ plus community. Hmm. And then we have to have the unofficial anthem of Black Lives Matter. I'm reading this. I'm not making this up.
So that's part of the rules?
It's part of the guidelines.
Yeah, guidelines. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that also tells a lot about the direction that they're trying
to... So here, what is your song? Maybe we can come up with a new Denver song. My mind never stops. I wish it would.
Uh-huh.
What is your song for America or for our communities?
You know, Aurora has a theme song, right?
I'm afraid.
No, seriously, they do. They've actually paid money for it.
Yeah.
And it is as glorious as you would think. Let me see if I can find it, because we should do this before the break. Let me see.
Okay. All right.
Tent City.
Well, I'm going to put you in. Remember, who did it? You got to go to Fist City. Who sang that song? It was a woman, a country singer. Come on. Peter, maybe Kitty Wells or one of those really great women singers. We're going to go to Fist City.
Yeah.
I had that yesterday happen to us. Almost went to Fist City. So anyhow, according to this, there'll be judges. Wait a minute. The one judge, first judge, will be John Favreau, who was, believe it or not, head speechwriter for Barack Obama.
Oh.
He'd be one of the...
John Favreau, yeah.
He's a judge. Also, the co-host of the left-wing Pod Save America, Comedia Baratude Thurston, who's host of a podcast, How to Citizen, they will be part of the judging. I'm sure they'll.
Obviously.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Now, just for inspiration for everybody this morning, if they're looking for inspiration.
All right.
This is the glorious theme song for the borough that we actually live in, Aurora, where we are right now, Aurora, Colorado.
Right.
They have their own theme song.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Get out of here.
You've never heard this?
Of course not.
This is great. Listen.
Is it for a real thing?
Yes. It has a video, too.
Show all those homeless tents.
Yeah. Well, this song was written so long ago. The people are wearing like 80s or 90s clothes, and it's got the old square video. It's not the new letterbox.
Oh man!
Oh yeah, you haven't heard this? This is just beautiful. No,
I missed a lot. Man,
I know it's giving me goosebumps. I mean, I might cry a little bit.
Sounds like Annie from something from Annie or something, right? The sun will come out tomorrow.
Exactly.
Do you want me to do a voiceover of thing here?
Oh, that'd be great. Yes. Oh, okay.
Do that?
Absolutely.
Start that again. All right, here we go.
Okay, here. We'll back up a little bit here. Okay, hang on.
Cue the big voice.
Okay, here we go.
A year-long investigation validates patterns of racial bias policing and use of excessive force by Aurora police officers. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser released the report finding racial bias routinely using excessive and unnecessary force, failing to de-escalate situations, and not properly documenting
Sing the Aurora song now. Yeah, Aurora. Aurora, that sounds like the sun will come out tomorrow. Doesn't it? All right.
Aurora now has 60 days to agree to a consent decree to change policies and practices.
Right.
Yeah.
So one of my friends who is a significant name, if I said it, Denver's new song should be Under the Bridge by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, that's good.
Isn't that good?
That's really good.
We got to start using this guy. He's brilliant, but everybody get himself really up good. By. He sends me these Red Hot Aurora. Aurora is growing under our bridge right here as we come to work.
Yeah, you saw that tent again
today? Yes, it did. It's there. Yep. Now it's on both sides.
Yeah,
It's Aurora is... What's the subtitle to that song? Is it Aurora or City by the Sea?
It is Positively Aurora.
Ah.
That's what it is. You know, it's the beauty is contained in the song title itself. It is just Positively Aurora.
That's where we live.
Exactly.
We work here.
Yes, I'm so happy.
It's just not Aurora.
No, it's Positively Aurora.
It's like that idiot Cal Clark, that the most thing Colorado we saw today.
Yeah.
They never show a junkie.
Never.
They never go, hey, here's some guy taking a Duke down on 18th Street, you know. No, that's not the most. That is the most Colorado thing you've seen. All right, so Sangenberger's on the show. I want to get Dick Wadhams back up. I watched the debate between, it was good, George Brockler and everybody. They went at it last night. Stefan did it, hosting it. We shoot episode 3 of The Shoot today. You can still watch the others. MC1 Honor runs September the 26th. 303-696-1971. Fist City, Loretta Lynn. Thank you very much. Text her. Stay away from my man. We're going to go to Fist City. That was right. I like Loretta Lynn. Remember Loretta? Who was
different? I remember.
Was it Kitty? Was Kitty Wells the first lady of country music?
I don't remember.
I think so.
I, of course, know.
Because I always introduced them. The first lady of country music.
Yeah.
Miss Kitty Wells. They and all those great women.
Yeah.
Patsy Cline.
Yeah. Patsy Cline.
Love Patsy Cline.
Yeah.
I did, man. I thought Patsy Cline. Who's your favorite female country singer?
I I'm a rock and roller, so the country that I got was crossover from country to rock and roll.
We met Dolly Parton, Bob and I, mm-hmm. and it always remained Dolly.
Yeah,
but Kitty Wells. I mean, all those old Mama Maybelle Carter.
Oh yes, yes.
And the Wildwood Weed.
Mm-hmm.
The Wildwood Flower grows wild in the farm. Now the Carter family, and they had some great women.
Yeah, and somehow I know this totally unrelated, but as you said, Mama May, you know,
Maybelle Carter.
I was thinking, I was thinking of Mom's Mabley.
Jackie Mabley.
Do you remember Mom's
Do
Mabley?
I ever? But, the radio station I grew up on would play Jackie Mabley, and then there's a bunch of stories about who she really was. And Mom's Mabley called Hip Them Babies. And Porky used to play Jackie Mabley. She would appear. I mean, I never saw her live, but there are stories about her life. And she lived a certain way.
Yeah.
But she came out in that old dress.
Yeah, that's right.
Jackie Mabley, man. They called her Moms.
Yeah.
And if you were, you know, grew up in the music and grew up, you got around Jackie.
You did. Yeah.
But there's stories about her. I'm sure they're true. Reba McEntire, somebody just said. She's good.
Yeah.
She was in, Tremors. She was in that. That was great. Mm-hmm. She was in that. The Graboids. I think we're working with the Graboids right now. I think the Graboids are in charge. All right, everybody, 303-696-1971. The Civics Contest urging children to write their own national anthems. I query why. Why would they do this? Right now, your chance to save big as a homeowner. It's true, the rates are incredibly low, meaning you can save up to $1,000 a month. A month! You got to call American Financing, Colorado's home for home loans. Talk to their salary-based mortgage consultants and custom loan operators and learn all the ways you can benefit from a mortgage refi, from paying off debt to accessing cash for home improvements and to lower your monthly payments. No pressure, no obligations, no upfront, no hidden fees. Simple conversations around your financial goals and how much you can save today. It really works. I did it. Me, Mike. Something in it for me. Look for low rates now before they're gone. Pre-qualify in as little as 10 minutes. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. It's crazy not to do this. I mean, it's like, please. Apply online. AmericanFinancing.net. AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Five 5:35 morning, everybody. 25 before 6, Thursday morning, September 16th, 2021. Sunny, hot, and dry, 93. Cooler tomorrow, 82. And this idea of having children rewrite their own personal national anthems and spending all of this time because they have to be inclusive and all the things that go with it. You ever read about what's taking place in Chinese schools? Billy, I know you look at this stuff. Meanwhile, Chinese kids are learning math, physics, and science. And 70% of all, I mean, first of all, the size and magnitude of the PRC, 70% of all Chinese high school students take at least one AP class. I was stunned by this. 25% of all Chinese students score perfect math scores. Billy. 25% of Chinese students score perfect math scores. Now, over here, we're going to take our kids and rewrite our national anthem to be inclusive. And your own national anthem. And this Chinese kid over there is taking AP physics. How does this end? You know, and the land of the free, the home of the brave. Not for long, but pretty soon. But isn't that an interesting statistic? Chinese kids are learning math, physics, and science. Could America? Do you think American kids, who people contend can't read, which is a very devastating thing to hear, that someone once said, you know, those kids don't know which bathroom to use, which I thought was probably a better wise guy remark. But 70% of all Chinese students, all high school students, take at least one AP class. 25% score perfect math scores. Where's this going to end? 710 KNUS, hot summer nights. Turn into lovely, cooler evenings. It's a perfect time for entertaining. Perfect time to update your lighting inside and outside. Urban Lights, the dinners and gatherings extend long into the night. I love how these guys write these Urban Lights ads. Perfect style for Urban Lights. Stunning 20,000-square-foot showroom. No shortage of inspiration. Walk through the themed lighting galleries, the rustic modern French chateaus, to city lofts, and browse all these different trend-setting lights. Been there many times. And I talked about when we bought some new fixtures for the family unit. And it was such a good time. And, you know, it's like take little guys in there, just lights. Man, look at all this. And drop in the showroom today. Call anytime. Schedule a free appointment. They're 7 days a week. 40% off all lighting this weekend. You'll love to know Urban Lights is locally owned and open 7 days a week. Find them south of I-25 on Santa Fe between Florida and Mississippi or at urbanlightsdenver.com. Tell them we sent you over. They knock another 10% off the already low prices. They're good people. Man, this guy Dave Nestor's the man. 7 days a week. See the man. Urban Lights, locally owned and operated 7 days a week. I-25 on Santa Fe between Florida and Mississippi. We've been off and on the phones. If you could call, you could get on right now, 303-696-1971. We're shooting episode 3 of The Shoot today. This, we're goofing on this story of the kids writing their own national anthems and having the assignments on, you know, how to do this. But in a greater sense, it has a tremendous negative meaning, and has a very, very, and frightening meaning. And you look at it, and I know I come into this stat about the Chinese kids who, the rise of the Chinese, and we've talked about, there are historians, political thinkers that I read that I find agreement with that said that the century that began 1-8 was European, the one that began 1-9 was ours, and the one that begins with a 2 is theirs. Quite possibly the truth. All right, we'll start with Gary. Gary on line one, you're on the radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. I thought I'd light up your call by raising the Kay Anderson report.
Right, yeah.
I'm not pro or anti Kay Anderson, you know, but I don't know if he's ever been falsely accused, but I think Kay probably has a reason to be upset. I mean, before this report came out, all I kept hearing about is him actually raping women. And based on what I heard yesterday, the worst thing he did was harass someone on social media, and she was 16. And this is only a kid. I mean, he's only 23 years old. So I think he has a reason.
First of all, tell me, who said he raped people? Because I don't recall. Who said that?
Oh, I think Stefan was saying that that's the accusations.
Well, accusations aren't saying that it's true. I mean,
No. I'm just saying that's what was that was the rumor on the radio. And
I mean, I think it was sexual assault, Gary, not rape.
Yeah. Okay. Sexual assault. That's a far cry from hassling someone over social media. I mean, the difference is night and day.
Your point's taken, but they got him. He was intimidating, a witness, and social media contact with a 16-year-old high school student while a board member. Did you find anything wrong with that?
I thought it was, you know, a minor error. And let's face it, he was probably, you know, he was probably, what, 21 and she was 16? I mean, although she's under 18, that's a pretty minor difference. And so I think it was a error of judgment, but nothing earth-shaking, nothing close to sexual assault.
So if you had a daughter that a board member of the school she was going on was coming on to her on the internet, you would just take a pass?
No, I would advise her to block his.
You would not pay a personal visit.
No.
Huh.
I think it's easily taken care of just by blocking him and maybe, you know, texting him a last message saying that I've talked to my father about it. And, you know, please cease and desist. I was expecting this guy to be brought up on criminal charges. So, I mean,
well, remember, I mean, Stefan wasn't one making the charges against him. There were numbers of people coming out and saying things about what he, and I tell you what, the guy's run a lot of scams. The Target scam, the falling down on the ground homeless scam. I mean, the guy is...
He's 20 years old. He's 23 years old. Yeah, he's making some mistakes.
You know, that's... that. Wait a minute. He's in a position of leadership here, my friend.
Yeah, well, school board isn't such a almighty...
Well, then why are we talking about rewriting the national anthem if school boards aren't important?
Oh, I don't know. But
I mean, do.
Yeah. But anyway, I just...
Well, no, because they say, this is, I'll read it to you. I read it last night. I'm not an expert, but behavior unbecoming of a school board member, including flirtatious with a 16-year-old girl and intimidating witnesses. And I'm really taken back by, if it was your daughter, I know if it was my daughter, but if it was your daughter, you say that you would do nothing.
No, I would advise her to block him and give him one, you know, basically explain to him, I've discussed this with my father, and, you know, if it happens again, we're going to take it to another level. And that's what I would do. But, you know, I really think the world of Jimmy Sangenberg, and I'll be interested to hear, you know, maybe what he thinks about what was being alleged by talk show host versus what actually came through on the report.
Well, remember the woman, Mary Catherine Brooks Fleming.
The mother of one of the alleged victims.
Yeah, and there are people that came out, and even some of the people from Black Lives Matter 5280 in March claiming that he had sexually, their choice of words, he had sexually assaulted a woman. Now, again, I never played off on this story as much. I just kind of let it be. It was Stefan's story, but we talked about it.
Yeah, I think you were wise to stay away from
it. No, I just didn't know enough about it.
Yeah, and I think it was a fairly minor, until the report came out, it was something that probably shouldn't be talked about until the report came out.
But knowing the Denver Public Schools as I do, they would have pushed it under the rug if Stefan and others hadn't pushed, at least to have the... Look, the guy's run... he ran a scam in Target. He ran a scam in downtown Denver at that homeless camp. I mean, he's who he is. I mean, he's a... You know, he's a media advocate, junkie, you know, in terms of not drugs, but rather plays to the camera. And he'll run for council and he'll get elected, and keep an eye on him.
Hopefully he'll mature. He's only 23, made some mistakes, and hopefully he'll learn.
That's a nice way to say it.
Yeah, well,
I just wanted
to raise the issue, and I'll be interested to hear Jimmy, what he thinks.
Okay. All right, are you concerned? We have one line open. Concerned about the ongoing homeless problem? If I told you, you could, by the way, make Tay white. Make Tay an Anglo. See what would have happened next. This is the comparison analysis. This really trails itself back into write your own national anthem. Just for a second, make Tay Anderson a 23-year-old white guy. If you're concerned about the ongoing homeless problem, and if I told you they could have an impact on the homeless situation right here, Step Denver, been helping guys since 1983, the life and times of the late, great Bob Cote. Overcoming the consequences of addiction, rebuilding lives through sobriety work, accountability, and community. Step Denver doesn't take any government funding. They count on people like you. Just in the last month, 710 KNUS listeners have donated over 40 vehicles and giving 40 men the opportunity to enter Step's program and chance to turn their lives back around. You can get a hold. Call Vincent at 303-296-9020. Paul's there. It really does. I mean, if you look at the insanity, and this is all Democratic Party nonsense, of what's happened in Denver, again, attention Republican Party, this is your chance. But if you have a car, a truck, a motorcycle, an RV, contact STEP today. Transform lives, and your donation is tax deductible. Join in. It's a win-win. 303-296-9020, 303-296-9020. Visit stepdenver.org, stepdenver.org, stepdenver.org. Thursday morning, everyone. Knock it off. September the 16th, back to the phones. Hey, Jay, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Morning, Peter. How are you?
Hey, Bob, I'm good.
I'm enjoying your humor about Aurora and that music, that song they made up.
That was Billy. That wasn't me, but that was good.
Can you imagine if they played that on the public emergency alert system and all the malls and all the little RTD stops? Do you think the crime would go down?
Oh, God. Huh? You know, the savage, the savage beast.
Fan?
Pardon me again?
Do you like
HD? Absolutely.
Do you like, okay. So the time machine, at the end of the time machine, that handsome guy.
Two books. Take back.
Part.
Take back two books.
Yeah, they had the Eloy, and the Eloy would respond to this tone when they'd go into that monster in the mountain to be eaten. That was what it was like.
What were the name of the other ones? The Eloy and...
Eloy. Ooh. I don't know.
The Morlocks.
Morlocks. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, that movie's still today in the book.
Well, read the book. I mean, the book is great.
I love the book.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I'm Ray Bradbury, H.G. Wells.
I met Bradbury.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
really?
Met Ray Bradbury. Yeah, he'd come into town, and I used to, you know, go out of my way to meet these characters and meet these men, and it's a highlight. I must have sat with Ray Bradbury. He was a big guy. He was a big, I say overweight, but, you know, he was a big man. I caught him probably as old as I am now. Hold on. I can bring you back on the other side. Stay there. We'll do open eyes together. All right. The music's up. We'll come back on the other side and talk. Jimmy Sangenberger on Tay Anderson. So he's...
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.